Hi, welcome to Picton's podcast. Tonight's episode looks at, is there life after death? Or is there a way not to have to face that at all? The show is a tribute to a friend of mine who I found out passed away today. So I hope she at least has found out that there is a positive afterlife now. But let's look if there are some methods for achieving immortality. 1. Biological methods. Some cells, such as stem cells, are in theory immortal and may soon be used to grow replacement organs artificially. Others are not subject to the Hayflick limit. Expression of telomere lengthening telomerase or induction of the large T antigen are factors supporting longevity. Larger organisms such as some bacteria and the jellyfish Turritopsis taurini are also essentially immortal. Such phenomena are being studied for equivalence in humans, for example through gene therapy, as it may take a long time to wait for them to come through evolution, perhaps through finite telomere regeneration. 2. Technological whole brain emulation, mind uploading or transference of brain states to an alternate medium, such as a powerful computer is favoured by futurists such as Ray Kurzweil and transhumanists. Cryonics is a suspended animation of those who would otherwise be clinically dead, with, for example, temperature control, tissue vitrification or chemical brain preservation, until they can be resuscitated with future technology from standby mode. Think Walt Disney's head, rumour, or the film AI. Medical nanobots or swallowing the doctor might allow repair and regeneration internally, according to Freites, Feynman, Hibbs and Drexler. Cybernetics is a process of transforming a human into a cyborg by mixing human and robotic components. That couldn't go wrong, right? 3. Life extension. There is promise that life can be extended by substances such as resveratrol found in red wines, especially Pinot Noir. Anything increasing cell telomerase would be very handy. Intermittent fasting is also showing promise. 4. Alchemy. The Philosopher's Stone, or elixir of life, efforts to find it are called the magnum opus. It's like finding the Holy Grail or something. Going back to Adam, there are constant legends of various celebrities of their times, for example, Paracelsus having hold of some. It's a handy stone for all sorts of things, not just eternal life, and comes in red and white varieties. I bet the Count of Saint Germain has a chunk. He must be getting on for 700 years old now. If any gullible billionaires are listening, I can sell you some for a very reasonable price, and then some real estate on the moon. 5. There are numerous spiritual traditions such as breatharianism and rebirthing, where the advocates will state certain yogis, for example Babaji, Bhattriji, have lived for extremely long times. A simple beginning to such practices is to emulate them, including pranayama or breathwork, for example alternate nostril breathing. Inhale through the left nostril and exhale through the right nostril, holding the other closed. Then inhale through the right nostril and exhale through the left nostril. Repeat this cycle 3 or 9 times. Make the breaths as long as you comfortably can. You can either hold the inhale or you can connect the inhale to the exhale, as in 20 connected breaths. Leonard Orr's book, Breaking the Death Habit, The Science of Everlasting Life, is a great starting point. In Tibetan Buddhist Dogchen, one simply changes one's body into an immortal body of light called the rainbow body. One of the disciples of Jesus, presumably John, was rumoured to remain alive until the second coming, although the chapter itself, John 21:22, is a bit teasy about it. But if so, come round for a cup of tea, St. John, you must be knackered. Now moving on to evidence for there being an afterlife. 1. Near-death experiences, where you get that trip down the tunnel to the light with a clip show of your highlights, although the jury's out on whether some NDEs can provide accurate information which could not have been obtained through normal sensory routes. 2. Mediumship, or seeming communication by a gifted person with the dead, particularly mental mediumship and the cross correspondences, the latter involving several mediums receiving communications of a complex character that only make sense when the information is consolidated. 3. Peak Inderian experiences, where someone who is dying has a vision of someone thought to be alive but who is later found to have died before the vision occurred. 4. Strange deathbed phenomena, such as unexplained lights or music experienced by relatives and carers around the dying person's bed. hard to explain in terms of biological processes. Staff who work in hospices, for example, often have these sorts of stories to tell. 5. Terminal lucidity in a dying patient, perhaps someone with Alzheimer's or has been drifting in and out of consciousness but suddenly has a spell of recognising people around them and clear thinking just before passing. A good book for this is Stop Worrying, There Probably Is an Afterlife by Greg Taylor. I hope that's given some food for thought, maybe some reassurance. For now, I'm going to be signing off. Good night.